the rest of the story. There's an island in our Pacific Northwest just off the continental coast of Washington State, San Juan Island, about 20 miles south of Vancouver, British Columbia. San Juan is such a small island that unless you lived there or thereabouts, you probably never knew it existed. And yet something happened on that island in June of 1859 that almost plunged the United States into a full-scale war. The Declaration of Independence, remember, had been signed more than 80 years before, and yet here was the British warship Satellite bearing troops and bearing down on San Juan Island. Waiting was Brigadier General W.S. Harney, top U.S. military man in the territory. Having been warned of the approaching British, General Harney had landed 9 infantry companies on San Juan, also enough long-range artillery to stop an army twice the size of the British contingent. Well, somehow, the commander of Great Britain's Pacific Fleet, Admiral James C. Prevost, learned of the superior American forces on San Juan, that in effect his warship Satellite was sailing into a trap. So promptly and from everywhere, he deployed reinforcements, 600 Royal Marines, more than 2,000 infantrymen. Before long, 5 of the largest, most heavily armed British warships in the registry were prowling the San Juan shoreline, 167 big guns among them. This was the showdown. Brigadier General Harney, discovering that Great Britain's entire Pacific fleet was descending on him, prepared in earnest to engage the enemy, now or never. Of course, you must know he did not. 2 factors ultimately prevented that massive confrontation from becoming a conflagration, an outright war with Great Britain. First, General Harney was replaced at the last minute by another American general with a cooler head. Second was the growing preoccupation of our nation's leaders with a serious internal conflict, an impending civil war. So the armed standoff at San Juan Island stood for 13 years. It was not until October 21, 1872, that the dispute was finally officially settled by a mutually agreed upon international arbiter, Germany's Kaiser Wilhelm I. It had become a matter of territorial ownership by then, but that's not how it began. You see, those very first British troops deployed to San Juan Island had been sent to arrest one man, an American citizen named Lyman A. Cutler. It was he who had fired the shot almost heard round the world. The first and gratefully only shot of the entire conflict, when he, Cutler, a farmer, shot and killed a pig that had wandered into his potato patch. A pig belonging to farmer Charles Griffin, a British subject. So the cause some believed worth dying for, the international issue that nearly plunged the United States into a major war, was a dispute between 2 farmers over which farmer was entitled to the bacon. Now, you know the rest of the story.